It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Many of you can recall what your dad taught you, how you were instructed to take care of the equipment. And boy, if you were like I was, when something went wrong under my watch, when I broke something or didn't care for the equipment carefully, and it meant downtime, I felt bad about that. With the costs of farming being what they are today, many growers are handing down that wisdom about taking care of the equipment to the generation behind them, and that includes lubrication. With Mystic Lubricants, to keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Mystic products like the Mystic JT6 Grease are specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. You can count on Mystic to keep your machines running. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. MYSTIKlubes.com. Are you one of those who still likes to have face-to-face contact with your bank? Many of us like to walk in and still do business right there, but that appears to be changing. Bank of America is reporting deposits made on mobile devices are now, for the first time, outpacing deposits made in their branch banks. So they are cutting branches. They have 30% fewer than they had a decade ago. And the company CEO says it isn't just millennials. Grandparents, too, he says, are becoming bigger mobile banking users. From This Week in Agribusiness, the government is taking steps to protect the agriculture markets from those high-frequency traders. Starting the 1st of August, USDA will change how it releases crop and livestock reports, not allowing the media to have advance access to the reports of the crop lockup. The USDA says computerized traders, those high-frequency traders, can currently get its data 2 seconds before everyone else. Just 2 seconds. But that's eons ahead of everyone else in today's electronic markets, giving those fast traders an unfair advantage. Fargo, North Dakota, one of those places here in the heartland where they can't get enough workers. The now hiring signs can be seen all around the area. Almost half of those openings are offering hourly wages over $10. And an employment expert there says businesses paying less than that are most likely the ones struggling to get help. In Minneapolis, the kid is carving his niche, selling hot dogs. And 13-year-old Jaquan Faulkner is turning heads. He got the idea to sell hot dogs along the street after he found a grill that his uncle had discarded. But he got into trouble trying to sell hot dogs on the street when someone complained the kid didn't have a permit. Well, the city worked with Jaquan, and the inspectors found the kid was actually listening intently to them as they talked about thermometers for the food and hand sanitizer. They were so impressed, the inspectors chipped in and paid Jaquan's $87 permit fee. He now serves a couple of dozen customers a day and has visions of getting a food truck as he gets older. He told a reporter, "I like letting people know just because I'm young doesn't mean I can't do anything." That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.